If you would, first of all, just tell me your name and company and where you're from.
Norm Teagarden, FarmWorks Software.
All right, Norm, you received one of the Precision Ag Awards today. How do you feel about that?
I feel great. I feel because it came from my peers and my colleagues and also my employees. And I've always said that if I've done one thing right in this business, is to choose the right employees at the right time.
That's very important, I know. I have my own business, too. Well, in order to receive this award, what are the considerations? What are they looking for? And what do you think in your background qualified you for that?
I'm not sure. That's a good question, because I've been wondering that since I received it.
Well, let's talk about your career a little bit. Tell me a little bit about the company and what you've done in this area of precision ag that would lead up to this.
Bring it up real quick. We started the company in 1980, but that was in grain elevators and whatever. In 1992 is when we started into precision farming. It wasn't even precision farming. We thought that if we could do a way of keeping the record keeping accounting by just pointing and clicking in the Windows environment, it would come out. EPA at the time came out with soil chemicals put on, you had to report. So everybody took their sprayer and put it in the fence row. And we then made our maps so that they could spray and make the reports. From then, we went on into precision ag, which now we're into variable rate, all kinds, getting into prescriptions. It's just begun.
Well, from what we heard today with some of the opening speakers, it sounds like there's a world of opportunity in this area of precision ag. We should see some of the things that are happening as great opportunities.
It is. The thing I would like to see from the industry, and we've got 70% there, is sharing of data, where all companies share data, because that's a big advantage to the farmer. And those that don't share data, then, as far as I'm concerned, are scared of their product. Share data, and I don't mean farmer to farmer, but I mean from one product, from a certain color combine to a certain color tractor to a different, computer, and back to maybe the co-op putting on the spray.
Well, you're in the information business, and that's what this is all about.
Yes, it is, and sharing that information, compiling and sharing that. We're collecting it. But we're doing a fair job of compiling. Sharing, we haven't done it. I like to, congratulate MapShots, Ted Macy right now. He's been one of the biggest pushers of sharing data. And I am no longer with FarmWorks. I was bought out by the employees, which was one of my final dreams of FarmWorks, is to hand it on to the employees so that the customer never realized anything happened. And I've got a good bunch of employees. That's why we've been successful, and that's why they're going to go and be great for the customer in the future.
So where are your products working, and what are they doing, since I'm not real familiar?
Well, we've got the basic one is FarmTrack, which keeps track of what you did when, where on a map. Then we get into an accounting, which is farm funds, then into the site specific, and then which just really into site. Precision, then into the pocket PCs or the pocket handhelds that you can carry and do your work in the field. We've got it in 20 languages from all over the world. I know Isagri is probably the biggest company over in Europe selling software, and they sell the SiteMate product of ours. They sell their own software, but they like the handheld. And so the handheld is there. And getting to share that data.
Well, as you look forward, we've heard some very positive, upbeat outlook here. How do you feel about the future?
I feel the future is great. Price of corn, the corn going into petroleum now, different things. And I think the farmer's going to demand that people work together for the benefit of all. And I see it going, because like we heard in that speech this morning, we either got to increase the acreage by half or increase the yield by half. Well, to increase the acreage by half would be tearing down a lot of forest. So we're going to have to just bring up the yield, and to do that, we need more precision.
Well, thank you very much. We congratulate you on your award here at the InfoAg Conference taking place in Springfield, Illinois. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.